1960, and my hometown was the center of the world for me, because I lived there with my family and my school and my friends. And our new president, John F. Kennedy, was born there. In 1961, my dad got home late from work one day. He said traffic was stopped, and everyone stopped and watched the tunnel from the airport. The motorcade emerged, and there was President Kennedy, so brave and ready for greatness. He stood in his car. He waved and he smiled at his neighbors. My dad told us he was moved, but shook and worried how easy it would be for anyone to shoot and kill this leader of our hopes. Dad was wrong about some things, but not this time. Bloody murder in Dallas was just a year away. In 1973, and I loved blues music. Muddy Waters could see that. Took me in his band to play guitar and learn as much as I could. A young white man with older black men from the South had a chance to learn about their lives from their stories, and I remember every sad story. We played in Washington, D.C., and rode by the White House on the way between our hotel and the music club. The White House, a symbol of our country, with a dark side. One of the band halfway joked he'd like to get out, and show President Nixon his own dark side. In 1978, Jimmy Carter was president. I respect him deeply, still do. Muddy's band was invited to play at that White House. We played for a staff picnic in the Rose Garden. Rosalind and Jimmy welcomed us to their home. When President Carter shook my hand, I looked him in the eye. I said, "You've got the hardest job in the world. God help you." He just closed his eyes and nodded, gave a sad smile, and then he moved on. 2019, I think it's fair to say, neither Muddy, I, or Jimmy Carter could imagine today. President Carter still speaks out with the wisdom of years and a brave and loving heart. I vote, but it may not count. Each day I wake, look at the news, and wonder, what will he do today? The news is never good. Today there was a TV at my gate in an airport. CNN was on, and the sound was low. I probably heard the words "President of the United States," but not very clear. what I thought I heard was Predator of the United States. And I had to stop and think about that phrase, whether I heard it right or not. I grieved for my country and for the whole world. I was in Europe just before the election, and I asked Europeans what they thought. Everyone used the same word: scared. I was too. I don't know if it's been said or written, but here it is. Predator of the United States. Don't smile. There's nothing funny.